They called it the Campaign for Common Sense Discipline, and the goal was to put an end to punitive policies that made kids miss class due to infractions like chewing gum or violating dress code. The effort was led by the group Voices of Youth in Chicago Education. Quentin Anderson, just 28 years old himself, directed the lobbying effort, and every time I heard him speak to lawmakers, he told the same personal story. Here he is testifying before state representatives on the Education Policy Committee.
My junior high school had a very set protocol for disciplinary referrals. At 3, you got an out-of-school suspension. At 5, you got an expulsion. In 8th grade, I set my junior high school single-year record at 54, and I was not expelled. And the reason for that was that I had an assistant principal who pulled me aside and told me that I was too smart for the dumb things that I was doing. And he did not use the word things. He said that he wasn't going to let my behavior at age 13 affect what I was going to do at 23, 33, and 43. Every time that I would get those disciplinary referrals, he would pull me into his office and he'd make sure that my teachers forwarded my homework to his office and I would do my schoolwork in his office. And because of that, he didn't allow my immaturity to affect who I became as an adult. And now I have a college degree, a law degree, and I'm sitting here before you to advocate on behalf of legislation that is that champion, is that assistant principal who was there for me. All these young people, they don't always have that. What this legislation does is it seeks to give those young people that additional champion.
Testifying in his suit with his speech down pat, Anderson was like the poster boy for what a problem child could grow up to be. In fact, his story was so compelling that I couldn't help wondering if it might not be just a little too good to be true, especially when I asked him to tell me the name of that assistant principal who saved him, and he couldn't. But with the help of social media, I tracked down Kevin Hampton, the former assistant principal at Callis Junior High in Puyallup, Washington, where Quentin Anderson attended 8th grade. Hampton is now principal at another school, so I started out just asking him to describe his personal philosophy on suspensions and expulsions.
My personal philosophy is that's the last thing you do unless you don't have choices. And when choices are taken away from both of you due to the extreme nature of what happened, other than extreme nature and safety, we do have choices. And if we can change behavior within those choices, and students can walk away learning from their mistakes and maybe choosing better choices next time, I feel like we've made it a win-win.
When I told him I was calling about a kid he had saved from expulsion more than a decade ago by letting him do classwork in his office, that really didn't narrow it down enough for Principal Hampton.
I've dealt with thousands of kids, and I do have an approach that I believe is effective, but it's not really ringing a bell to me.
Well, this was at Callis Junior High.
Okay, yep. And that's been probably at least 9 years ago, 10 years ago.
Okay, yeah, he's 28 now.
Okay.
So his name is Quentin Anderson.
Quentin Anderson. Really, really liked him. He drove me crazy. I'm not gonna lie. He drove me crazy. At the time, he wasn't a bad person. He just was going through some tough times, which led to really poor choices.
Later on, I asked Anderson if he had a theory on why Mr. Hampton tolerated his shenanigans.
I never talked to him about why. He always showed me so much grace and understanding. Most, if not all, of my teachers felt pretty strongly about getting me out of there because I was a disruption. I made it difficult for them to do their job, and I was pretty unpredictable about when I would strike, and so it just kind of made you feel on edge. You know, despite all of my misbehavior, nobody thought I was dumb. People there knew I was smart, or maybe the better word is people knew I was bright. I was capable of being smart. All of them recognized that it wasn't just saving a kid who was being stupid. It was saving a kid who, at some point, if he ever got it right, he could be something. He could do something with his life.
But Mr. Hampton didn't mention Quentin Anderson's brain. Hampton said he just knew Anderson had a good heart.
Quentin went through some really difficult phases, but you know what? If you can look past their choices and look into their heart, I really believe that there's a big difference between, you know, who a person is versus the choice they make. And if you can separate that, you've won. Quentin never believed that he was a bad person, okay, but his choices could have been a lot better. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's really the trick of the game is one is you establish that trust, because if they don't trust you, they won't hear a word you're saying. And two is the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law. Yeah, you have to pay for this choice, but are you really a bad person? No, let's rethink this. And a lot of the times for me, that's how you change behavior. And that's how you win-win, by letting people know that you're not a bad person. You just made a bad choice.
The legislation that he was pushing, which did pass, by the way.
Oh, good.
You wouldn't have needed that. You were already there.
I was already there. I felt like I was already there because I think we need to look into the hearts of our students. When they make a poor choice, they most certainly need to be held accountable. But let's not take away dignity, and let's not take away confidence, and let's try to encourage positive choices. Because Quentin was the type of person that never went too deep. It was never severe. It was lots of little things, which to me is a solid indicator that he was crying out for something. And we had to figure that out too. Or he's going through that growing phase where kids just, sometimes we swear looking at them, they're just not even thinking logically, you know? And then socially is a big piece too. We just need to check all the factors before we jump to an extreme.
You know, one of my main reasons for doing this was that I just wanted you to know that Quentin remembers you.
That's awesome. That makes me feel so good. I'm so flattered at the fact that he remembers me. And plus it makes me, it motivates me to continue what I'm doing also, because I know there's a lot of Quentins out there.
And do you realize that, you didn't just change Quentin. You changed Quentin, and then Quentin changed the law.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm speechless. I don't know what to say except for the fact that that motivates me even more.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.